Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek and do go to extant texts that we might come back and establish a more full nest of meaning in our ministry. Well, today we are going to cover once again the American Indian language, this time as conveyed by Benjamin Smith Barton, who wrote an old treatment and his observation of the American Indians. It's interesting to me that works like this are timeless, because it's not about cutting-edge technology, but rather the observation and the honesty of simple relayance of a time-capsuled culture. Today our focus is going to be on the language of the Peruvians with one word. They had a word for the word earth, if you will, the world or the land, but the word earth, and it is called Lata. It, as Dr. Benjamin Smith Barton did say, it is Lata in the language of the Chachingi, and light and Late in that of the Ingushevi or the Ingushevsti, who both live in the middle of the mountain of the Caucasus. Now, I'd like to make a treatment on this one. My theory has been and is now that the Kartvelian culture, which was a proto-Sumerian culture living roughly in Georgia, if you will, Georgia, Russia, some 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, that I do believe was a type of Eden or Edenic culture. A little bit south to Georgia, we do have the region of Arata, mentioned by the Sumerians, which is in the northern part of the Zagros Mountains. I believe that is east of Lake Van, and Mount Sahand is the opening gate to a circle of seven surrounding mountains. Inside this Arata is Aden, with the four convergent and divergent rivers that we have listed and have now a fix for as being the same as the list of the Garden of Eden, Tigris, Euphrates, Pishon, and Gihon. Nevertheless, the word Late, Lot, light, does find its Sumerian, Babylonian, Hebrew, Anglo-Saxon etymological root to the table. Number one, the la is rotex. The further you go back in time, the harder the sounds are in the consonants. So we do have a ra or a rotex fix for lot. And then the da, the dental, the hard T and the double T in this Peruvian language, ta, does go back to the Kartvelian and Sumerian for the da sound. But as we have an arata, arata is the word for earth. We do find in our Hebrew, eratz, the same word, aratza, tsele, tsere, tsa, that T and S sound. And in the ra or the resh is the rotex, but we go eratz for the word earth. Arda in the Anglo-Saxon, ra-da, again we find the rotex in the dental, and finally our word for earth, ur-tha. And so we do see the R-T-H combination, which does bring us to this point that the word earth has been here for quite a long time. So for today, I would just like to bring up this one little jewel that even in our remote Peruvian, more archaic culture, even time capsulized once again by the great Benjamin Smith Barton, does make reference and does record the word Lata as being the word for earth and fixed with the Caucasus group of peoples. Thank you for this time, and this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries.